Ladies and gentlemen, it's everything.
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 Under the sun.
With Dylan Young.
Guys, what's going on? It is Thursday, July 19th, 2018, and it's just overdue. Had to come at you guys with another podcast. You're probably some chuckling. Without any further ado, guys.
She's the light of my life, a.k.a. my beautiful wife. Ladies and gentlemen, Samantha Young.
What's up, Sammy?
Hey.
Do you like being called Sammy, Sam, or Samantha the best? Be honest. Truth serum time.
Truth serum. I really don't care. Everybody calls me something different, so it all just depends on who it is.
Okay, more direct question. What would you prefer your husband call you?
Angel.
Angel. I call you Angel all the time.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. So, big old brownie points. Angel, how's your day going? Evening?
My evening is going pretty good. I'm really happy tomorrow's Friday. We take turns getting off work early every other week, and it is my week to get off early. I don't think we have any plans, but I'm super pumped.
Super pumped. I have that thing Saturday evening, but...
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe we can do something Friday evening, because I'll be off work early, and we'll have time to get somewhere and do something.
Yeah, let's do something. Something like what, though?
Well, I don't know. I was just fixing to check the movies and
see... I knew you were going to say that.
What's going on?
Can I have some popcorn?
Nope.
Why not?
Because it's not keto friendly.
It's not going to kill you to eat a little popcorn every now and then, you know?
Yeah, but if you're doing keto, then it's not approved.
Yeah, you're true. But this is the one thing that I don't like about prepping for vacation.
Okay, never mind. Sorry, I interrupted you, but there's no movie showing.
So. Oh, you didn't interrupt me. It's all good. Which, coincidentally, speaking of vacation, that's kind of what this... podcast, our topic that we'll probably, you know, veer off of from time to time is going to be about. Going to talk a little bit about past vacationing and just a little bit of splash of our upcoming vacation. Why do you have a blanket?
Because it's cold in here.
If you guys, if I could paint a picture for you guys, Samantha's sitting there in a chair and she's got a blanket on with her feet up on the desk. Our cat, Izzy, is laying on the desk just upside down staring at us, doing...
Stretches.
And, so we're just chilling and...
Okay. Dylan's sitting in here in his khaki shorts and his gray shirt with palm trees on it like he's ready to go on vacation or something.
What is this, a book? You're like writing a book.
Well, you said you were painting a picture.
He was sitting there with his sandy brown hair. His hazel eyes were twinkling under the ceiling fan light.
Well, that's what you look like.
Okay. Anyways, told you guys we were going to veer. And so that was our first major veer. But let's steer it, get back on topic a little bit.
Why did you physically steer it?
I talk with my hands. You know that.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, sorry. A little veer again. Thanks to someone. Vacation. Let's do this. Samantha, of all the places that you've been on vacation, what is your favorite?
Cancun.
Why Cancun?
Because of the resort that we go to.
So let's take resorts out of it. What's your favorite?
Cancun.
Because why?
I really like the beaches there better. It's much more affordable. And it seems like they have everything kind of compacted into one area.
Fair. So let's do it like this. In this corner wearing the red trunks, we've got Cancun. And in this corner in the blue trunks, we've got Cozumel. They're going to fight. Why? So you like Cancun over Cozumel because of the beaches?
I mean, that's one reason.
Yeah, I mean, that's very fair because obviously Cancun has a lot better beaches than Cozumel.
Right.
Myself, I like Cozumel. I prefer Cozumel over Cancun. I'm not going to say I like Cozumel better than Cancun because I like Cancun a lot,
but
too.
But what's the reason why you like Cozumel better?
Because I'm a snorkelhead.
That's it.
No, it's not it. It's not near as crowded. Cancun is huge. There's so many people.
Okay, but here's the thing. We've always went to a big resort. You've never been to any other resort on Cancun in Cancun.
That's true. That's fair.
Besides Fiesta Americana, which is big. So,
but I like Fiesta Americana
a lot. If we went
lot.
To a smaller resort, you might say it wasn't as crowded, too.
Right. Okay, and that's very fair. But as I said, I'm a big snorkel head. I love to snorkel. I would dive. I would scuba dive. I totally would if somebody...
No, have you not ever seen that movie where that husband and wife go... what's it called? What's it called? What's it called?
Snorkeling? Scuba diving?
Scuba diving with each other, and that husband basically kills his wife. No, I'm not doing that.
Okay. So anyways, I'm not mad at you for that. That's fine. You know what I mean? Like, one of these days, maybe I'll go somewhere with some friends.
No.
I mean, and you too. And you too. Not going to leave you behind on a vacation. But so you're saying I'm never going to scuba dive?
I don't know.
I just want to do it. You only live once.
Maybe you can in a pool.
Man, that's some expensive gear to go check out a filter and you know. Well, oh man, look at the pattern at the bottom of this pool. It's so great.
Maybe you can borrow some and I'll throw a turtle in.
Oh my gosh. See what I have to deal with. It's funny though. It's
just
pure comedy.
It scares me. Like, you don't know what's going to be down there. Like that lady... The lady that died with her husband, she got swept away by a current, and it's just scary. You don't know what's down there.
Lots and lots of fish and beautifulness is what's down there, which, again, is why I love to snorkel. So that may be the closest to scuba diving I ever get. So you may or you may not know. Don't want to bore you guys, but Cozumel is a reef, basically. It's built on a big reef, and so the snorkeling and scuba diving there is amazing. I could just be a fish whenever I go to the ocean. I love to be under there checking everything out. It's way out of the norm living here in Oklahoma. So that's why I prefer Cozumel over Cancun. Because at Cancun, yeah, you get the beautiful beaches. But if you like to snorkel, not good snorkeling there.
They might have a good place. We just haven't found it yet.
Maybe so, maybe so. So anyways, okay, so let's do this. Let's talk a little bit about Aruba, because we went to Aruba in 2014. Got hooked up by our friends Chance and Amanda. All we had to do was pay for our plane ticket. What'd you think of Aruba?
I really liked it. It was really pretty. The water was beautiful. The resort we stayed at was really nice. The room had a lot of space.
Yes, it did. It had that little kitchenette. And everything, remember? Had the sink and just
like... It was a pretty big room. It was real spacious.
Right, but outside of the room?
Yes, it was extremely windy.
Like nonstop wind, like that kind of wind that like you're on the beach and the sand would just come fly up and get in your eyes and sting your sunburned skin.
It really stung whenever it hit your skin.
Yes, and Samantha... Can you imagine how, like, miserable it would have been to be with me if I felt like you felt on vacation?
Yeah, it would have been...
I'm a whiny baby.
Yeah, it would have been not fun at all.
What all was wrong with you?
I had a double ear infection. I somehow contracted pink eye in both of my eyes while I was there. I busted a blood vessel in my right eye, I guess due to coughing so much. I had a really bad sore throat. I guess I just had like a upper respiratory infection. I'm trying to think. I guess that was it.
Your voice was like real raspy and you're like real hoarse.
Yeah, I was just miserable, mainly from the ear infections. I didn't have any medicine to help me. You know, just besides Tylenol. If I would have been here at home, I would have like went to the doctor immediately because they hurt so bad. And I was afraid to go underwater and swim and all kinds of stuff. So I just stuck cotton balls in my ears because the wind would even hurt them. And I was just miserable pretty much the entire time.
Yeah, but I will have to say you were a soldier. Like, you hung in there. You didn't, you know, make yourself
dread.
Yeah,
I was, because I realized the opportunity that we, you know, were given, and I really wanted to go, and I'm really glad I did. It just is very unfortunate that I was sick at that time, but I don't regret going, and we really did have a blast.
Yes.
I just wish I wouldn't have been sick, and I could have felt better, and I would have enjoyed it 10 times more, and I'm sure everybody else would have enjoyed me, you know, more if I wasn't as sick.
Yeah, but like I said, you're a soldier. You weren't a downer by any means. So it was, Aruba was a very beautiful place, and where we stayed, it was called like the La Cabana. Mm-hmm. And it was a pretty good size resort, right?
It was. I will say though, it wasn't all inclusive, and I feel like everybody there, like besides us, was a very, very like older retired couple,
you know,
that traveled to that resort at least 2 times a year.
Right.
And they had certain rooms that they, you know, have claimed that they go to, like a timeshare type deal.
Right.
And that's really what that resort, I feel like, was catered to mostly.
Right. And now that I think about it, I never really did think about it, but mm-hmm. there weren't many kids there.
No, there really wasn't. There weren't many families. It was mainly just, and I literally feel like I can say all retired people. And that's, mm-hmm. there's nothing wrong with it.
Not
that's
at all.
Just my speculation of that. A lot of people said, you know, would tell us about their rooms. They were staying weeks at a time, like 3 weeks. And, you know, it's like their vacation home, basically.
Right. And so, like, I don't even really, it was non-inclusive, like Samantha said. I don't even mm-hmm. really remember what the prices were like on the food
at
the resort.
I remember the first day that we got there, we couldn't check in yet because it wasn't 3 o'clock yet. So we kind of just set our bags with the bellhop people, and we went to the restaurant there by the pool, and Dylan ordered a burger and fries, and I remember it was $18. And it was a fairly small burger with fries, and we just decided to share because...
Are you serious? I do not remember
yeah,
that.
I remember that price only. I was not going to pay, you know, $36, you know, plus tax for both of us to eat a burger there that day. I just wasn't going to do it. And I remember even at happy hour at the bar, the drinks were like... $6
yes.
for happy hour. So I mean, regular they were like $8.50, like
right.
a cup, and it wasn't a big glass. It was just like a very short glass. So
right.
to me, you know, a lot of people, like we mentioned, we had the little kitchenette things in our rooms, and I guess they all did. But there was a grocery store across the street, and that's where we decided to go, and we bought things like chicken strips and like
meat. We bought hamburger
rolls.
Meat and buns because
yeah.
not only of the kitchenette inside the rooms, there were grills on at the resort, like two big old grills. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Because when we were grilling that one night, that's where we actually met some Okies, some people
mm-hmm.
from Oklahoma.
Right.
So just a small world, but yeah. So like, and remember, we even bought our own beer.
Yeah, and I mean like, that they let you do that because they're not all inclusive and they're not, you know. I don't know why I just did that.
That's okay. No big deal. Samantha was messing with the
I just unplugged
audio equipment.
But anyway, so we bought beer, drinks. We bought everything because it was much cheaper for us to do that.
Yes, and it was. And the other thing about that particular resort, not like it's a big deal or anything, but you had to cross the highway to get to the beach. And it was like a public beach, right?
Yeah, you had to cross the highway to get to the beach, but it was called Eagle Beach, and it was also a public beach. So there was quite a bit of people that would show up there because I'm assuming a lot of the other resorts have private beaches, and this one didn't. So a lot of people showed up there, and it was pretty crowded throughout the day.
Right, right. And that's what... one thing I really did like about it, though, was that in Aruba, and I don't know, I've only been there once. Again, this was like, what, March of 2014?
Mm-hmm.
Most of their resorts are like, I guess what would be on the western northern tip of the island. I think most resorts. There's probably some on kind of more of the south side mm-hmm. as well. But the one thing I love about resorts that sit on the west side of an island or coastline is obvious the sunsets.
Right. And they were beautiful
there.
They
were absolutely beautiful. I made a YouTube video, and that was before, like, vlogging was really a thing. And so it's kind of a more of just kind of a reflective tons of clips to some music video. And it's on my YouTube channel for those that are interested at all in seeing that. If you type in, like, Dylan Young Aruba or Aruba 2014 vacation something, you'll see it. It's got Samantha on the thumbnail. But anyways, that was it was awesome. And again, we're very thankful and grateful that Chance and Amanda hooked us up.
Oh, yeah. We had a blast.
It was freaking awesome. But again, if it was me and Samantha recommending, we absolutely would recommend you guys to go to Aruba. But we would probably recommend that you guys definitely check into an all-inclusive resort. Because not only the prices are a lot more steep at non-inclusive resorts, you have to keep up with money and you're in bathing suits.
That's true, but you know, some people don't like all-inclusive, and I can't imagine why. I just can't, but I hear people say that. So if that's your thing, like, that's a great resort.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, it really is, but we just really like to not keep up with our money. You know, you're trying to have fun, you're trying to, you know, you're in and out of the pool, you don't want people to steal your stuff out of your bag, so you put minimal stuff in there, you know. You don't want to have to keep up with money and
for sure
things like that.
Slap one of them bracelets on me and let me just swim on up to the swim up bar and get me a margarita and a beer and just
we take money for tips, but I mean, other than that, like, we don't have to worry about keeping up with money to, like, actually pay with food.
Right, right. And that's, like, why, you know, we always go all-inclusive. So that's, like we always just eat at the resort because it's all been paid for. We might go, like, one night a week or one day for lunch elsewhere. Like, you know, Senior Frogs or Margaritaville or something along those lines. But definitely nice to get that free food. Or not necessarily free. You paid for it in the all-inclusive. But, anyway, so yeah, there's kind of Aruba. I'd really like to go back to Aruba sometime, and obviously with everything we just said, I'd really like to find me a good all-inclusive resort in Aruba. In the off chance you're listening to this and you know of any good all-inclusive resorts that you would recommend in Aruba, please be sure to comment or message us and let us know. So let's talk a little bit about my favorite place I've ever been thus far in the Caribbean. Cozumel. Samantha, you've only been to Cozumel the one time?
Yes.
And we stayed at a place called Cozumel Palace, and we really liked it. It was little. Right?
Yeah, it was very small. I liked it, and I also didn't like it for that reason. It was very, very small, very compact. It was all-inclusive. It had a beautiful view. It was in a perfect location.
Faced west, you get the sunsets.
Mm-hmm. Right. It was beautiful. It was just very small. And I think we stayed 5 nights, and it was just kind of, after a while, after we had done everything at that resort, it might be a really good one to stay at 4 nights. 3 or 4 nights would be perfect at that resort.
Right. Yeah, that's true. I mean, we didn't really we pretty much just ate the snack type food every day, didn't we?
And I mean, we weren't upset. We weren't hating on it. Like, nothing. Like, we weren't bored or anything like that. It's such a small resort. You can do everything in a matter of 4 days or 5 days, 4 nights, you know.
Right.
So, and plus, we didn't really leave the resort that much. You know, we went to the shop across the store, and we rented a Jeep and drove around. And when we did go eat at Margaritaville, which was just a few, or about a block away. But, I mean, other than that, you know, it was a great resort.
Yes, it was. It's actually the number one rated resort by many, travel sites, you know, on the internet. And
it is. I remember.
I really liked it because, you know, again, I'm a big snorkel head, and the snorkeling's not fantastic right off that resort, but it's not bad. It's better than any snorkeling anywhere else I've done in Aruba or Cancun, just right there off the resort. So there was this little dock thing. And remember how many times I kept jumping off of it?
Yeah, just and thousands of times.
I was vlogging and everything. And then I think about day three, I saw a father and son go to the end of it, and they both just did a back tuck. And I was no way.
Well, you're probably thinking about that lifeguard, thinking he's not going to let me do that.
Right.
But he did not care.
Well, to be honest with you, I've never. Okay, so when I was in high school, I could do a round off back flip, and then I can do backflips on a trampoline, but I've honestly never done a backflip
off of something like that.
So I was sketched out, nah, it wasn't even really in my head. But then I saw that father son do it right in front of that lifeguard, and then I was you know what, That's water down there. I can do a backflip.
You're just going to send it.
I sent it, didn't I? I sent it several times. Like, people probably thought I was so strange. But you know what? There really wasn't that many people there.
No, and that's another reason why that resort was great. We did choose a really good time to go.
Well, did we, though? That's what I was about to say. It's surprising because it was in the middle of August. Yeah, and I figured that'd be, like, prime time.
No, I think that's, like, when a lot of people are starting back to school. And so if they were going to do it, they would choose that first week or the last week of July. So,
okay. That makes sense.
You know, I think the last day, the last full day we were there, a family came that had like maybe 7 or 8 people. But other than that, I mean, it was very peaceful.
It was just low key and chill. Mm-hmm. Samantha got to do what she really likes to do on vacation the most, which is, you know, lounge around and chill. It's vacation after
all.
See the ocean, hear the waves.
Eat, and drink.
Yep. No, we had a really good service employee there. He took really good care of us. Remember him?
Yes.
Yeah. It's so funny. I always bring up my YouTube channel, and I really don't have an agenda to just really push it on you guys. But I'm just saying, if you want a visual.
Well, the things that we talk about, you vlog about. So it's just easy for, you know.
Absolutely.
Them to see what we're talking about if we exactly. put it on
like,
there.
You could literally just watch. Like, we. So 2016, I started vlogging, and that was August of 2016. And, like, I literally vlogged every single day.
Yeah, and it was just amazing. It was like, we love looking back on those. And we wish, too, when we watch those, that, you know, somebody made videos like that for the Absolutely. Resort we're going to in Jamaica. We want to watch a vlog to see what those people did every day, but there is just nothing consistently like that.
Right.
And so, you know, we try to make those videos, and Dylan gets tons of comments saying, you know, I'm going here in August and I can't wait, and I'm so happy I found your vlogs, you know. So we do it for us and we do it for others too, but mainly Absolutely. It is for us because we try to document it and we love to go back and watch them and just remember those awesome memories that we made at that resort.
For sure. So again, just a little plug, another plug for my YouTube channel. If you just go to you know, YouTube and type in like Dylan Young Cozumel or Cozumel 2016 vlog, you'll see my name on the videos, and there's like five or six of them.
Six,
including the 2 days where we traveled to Cozumel and when we left Cozumel. So if you're thinking about going to Cozumel, like I said, Cozumel Palace, the number one rated resort.
The number one
by a lot of companies.
Thing about it.
Travel sites.
Is what does it have in the room that's like makes it all worthwhile?
Oh yeah. Big old huge jacuzzi, double occupancy jacuzzi bathtub with the little bubble jets, and
like there's mold in it for two people, but there's like,
oh, I thought you said there's mold in it.
No,
like,
there's not mold. You know what do you like? You know, it's like molded to fit two people,
right?
But also it could fit like 10 because it's so huge.
Yeah, and it's so funny because when you get there, you see like they have a little bottle of chi bubble bath,
uh-huh.
and we kind of just assumed that they would like, you know, bring you
no,
more bubble
what
bath.
What happened was is they turned when we turned the water on, I put the bubbles in, and it didn't get very foamy like I saw in everybody else's pictures. But so I dumped the entire I dumped the entire thing in, and when you turn the jets on, that's what makes the bubbles come out.
Uh-huh.
So it just overflowed all over the floor. So I should have just been smart and, you know, dumped like, you know, a third or a fourth in there and made it last all those nights we were there, but I didn't.
No, it's okay. It was cool.
And they don't replace it, you know, because it's chi.
Right.
You know, but they do have chi products. They even have the chi straightener there, so you don't have to bring your straightener.
So there you go, girls. They take good care of you there at the Cozumel Palace.
They really do. It's a very nice resort.
Again, this isn't a paid endorsement by any means. We really liked it. Wish we could just get paid to travel around and do all these videos and stuff. I'm sure we honestly could do it if we just really tried hard enough. But could you go for that?
I totally could go for that.
I could go for that too. My goodness, I love making videos, and some vacation videos are the best. I was Cozumel Palace, and then let's just go ahead and let's talk about your absolute favorite place, the Fiesta Americana Condesa there in Cancun, which Samantha and I have been to 3 times.
Yep.
July 2012, October 2014, and late July, early August 2017, mm-hmm. correct?
Right.
Okay, so here's my take and my deal on this. I love this resort. It's a big resort, and they have everything you could possibly want The food's really good, especially for normal people. The only thing about it, and again, I'm not talking about Cancun here with the snorkeling issue and all that. I'm talking about this resort, so just think about it from that standpoint. The only thing I don't like about it is, man, it was so freaking crowded the last time we went.
But was it in 2012?
No, in 2012 it wasn't. We went in July in 2012, and I don't understand why it wasn't so crowded then, but it was crowded as crap in late July, early August of 2017.
You know, and I don't know. I could just be speculating on this, but I think a lot of people were very excited about their remodel that they had, and I think they did a very good job at advertising it, and I think people just thought, oh, this resort has been completely remodeled, and, you know, I want to go try this out.
Right.
Just last year, it was 100% remodeled. It was repainted. They redid the rooms, every room. They added some features outside. They got some new restaurants. Like, everything was just updated, and it was already amazing and beautiful. But I think a lot of people were just attracted to that for that reason.
Yeah, that's a good point you bring up.
They also did do promotional prices, too, so that might possibly be it, other than the fact that we did go when it was a busy time.
Yes, for sure. But, yeah, it's a really awesome resort. Obviously, we have been there. We made two return trips, so we went there once, and then we came back twice that we liked it so much, and that's where we spent our honeymoon. And the pools are awesome. It's got, like, double-layer
pools. The pools are my favorite. It has, like, double infinity pools.
Yeah, and you can see, obviously, you can see the ocean really, really good from the pools, which that kind of sounds like a no-brainer, but you'd be surprised how many resorts actually have pools.
Trees and things in the way and things like that, so this resort is awesome. It has many, many restaurants. It has a huge pool. Huge pool. It's just great. They have great food. I love that resort. The beach is awesome. Mm-hmm. You can usually see the sea turtles come up. Well, it depends on what time you go, but they do have the sea turtle program there.
Yep.
They have, like, the parasailing in front, the jet skis in front. They just have everything. If you have never been to Cancun before and you want to try a resort, I suggest you try that one. I'm not saying that the ones aren't good.
Right.
But that one, like, has been tested by me.
By you.
Yeah. And they also, if you want to splurge a little bit, they have these really cool rooms that are right on the ocean. They're called, it's not Ocean Front, it's called Ocean Side.
Ocean Suite.
Ocean. I don't know. I can't remember either. But they have these huge jacuzzis on the corner.
Yes, that'd be awesome to
see. So you could set out in your jacuzzi on your balcony and look at the ocean at night. And I just think that would be marvelous.
Yeah,
but we haven't done that yet.
Yep, we have.
Look at that. Look at that. Yes. Yeah, look at that.
So look at this. I'm going to do another plug. Imagine that for my YouTube channel. But I've got a Cancun 2017 production video. And then we've got 6 separate vlog videos from our stay there. Again, just have to type in Cancun 2017, Dylan Young, Cancun vlog. You'll see them. They'll pop up. It's a lot easier to kind of just say, here you go, click play, and you can see it. Then I sit here and describe everything. So yeah, that's kind of a little rundown on the places that we've been fortunate enough to go to. But coming within a little over a month from now, we're going someplace new. Here's you guys a little hint. Yeah, man. We are going to Jamaica. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I don't like it when you say that.
That's how they say it.
No, they
Jamaica.
No, they don't.
Yeah, man. You'll see. You'll see. Hey, let's make a little bet. Let's make a little wager. If you hear somebody that's like a Jamaican native, say, Jamaica, kind of like that, what do I get?
You get nothing.
Imagine that. What?
What?
I don't know. But anyways, yes, we are going to Jamaica. I won't do it anymore to annoy Sam and say it that way. But we will be flying into Montego Bay here pretty soon. And Samantha, are you pumped to the up?
I am so happy. I mean, we just really need a vacation.
Yes.
So looking forward to it for multiple reasons. You know, we had just a crappy year. And, you know, I love my job. I love it. But there is a time when you just work every day, every week, every month, and you're just like, man, I need a break. And I have built up so much PTO time, it is long overdue for me to be away from work. And for this vacation, I actually get 10 solid days of time away from work, and I am so looking forward to it.
Yes, I am looking forward to it as well. I'm really looking forward to it. Nothing against Mexico at all. I'll go back to Cancun. I'll go back to Cozumel. I'll go to Aruba. I'll go to any place like that back in a heartbeat and be glad to do it. But I'm excited to be going experiencing something new somewhere we've never been.
Me too. Me too. And I'm also really excited that your parents are coming along. I think we talked about it already in our last vlog together.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's going to be really... It's going to be really neat to spend some time with them both, just me, you, and them, and get to experience a new place together and, you know, just get to see all the, just to see all the exciting things and see what they think about it. And, you know, they really deserve a vacation, too, and I just think we're all going to have a great time.
I do, too. I absolutely look forward to it. My dad, he's a photographer, and so, you know, he's going to be taking him a lot of photos. I'm so excited for him because... it's just some, you know, new subject, new object. Is it
right.
a subject or an object?
You know, it could be either. He's going to get some great pictures. You know, there's
the
supposedly a lot of animals down there around the area. It's kind of jungly. You know, lots of just amazingly beautiful scenery. And I can't wait to see the pictures that he comes up with.
No, I can't either. It's going to be awesome. And, of course, I'll be taking my cameras and we'll vlog every day for maximum documentation. And I'll also make a production video. And for those of you wondering the differences, the vlogs are kind of more of a, oh, I wouldn't say sloppy edit, but they're just kind of more of a quick edit. It's just kind of like...
It's just a look into what we really went through that day.
Yeah, they're kind of like... edited home movies in a way, but I go a little bit extra and I add B-roll shots and some music just to make it more entertaining. But as Samantha kind of alluded to earlier in this podcast, she talked about, you know, about how people put up vlogs, and there's just really not a whole lot of vlogs.
There are.
Or
we've
videos.
Seen a couple really good ones that have allowed us to, it's answered some of our questions that we've had. We've been able to see some of their room views that have given us an idea of where we would like to be. I don't know if they're going to honor that request, but, you know, just things like that. But there's never enough. Like, we've seen a couple and we're like, man, that's good. But we go back to watch more, and there's not any that we haven't seen. And there's nobody that does them in great detail like we do. And I'm not bragging on ourselves. I'm just saying, when you're going somewhere, like, you want to see a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And we do our best, you know what I mean, to fully capture as much as we can. I get a lot of time lapses, hyper lapses, slow motion stuff, take my drone, so get that aerial, a whole nother different perspective. And so it just makes it really cool when you combine all that. It makes you really feel like you're, you know, absorbing it and really getting it, instead of just kind of like, you know, a camera in a person's face walking around the resort, and that's it. So, looking forward to it. So, Samantha, tell them where we are staying. Not the resort yet, but where we're actually staying at Jamaica.
What do you mean? I thought you already said we were going to Montego Bay.
Well, I said we're flying into Mo Bay.
Oh.
Well, yeah. So, yeah, we're staying at Montego Bay. Sorry, I probably did. You're probably right.
I don't know. Maybe you didn't.
But anyways, basically... I mean, I guess pretty much you could stay wherever you wanted to at Jamaica. You know, pretty much anything's possible, or so they say. But as far as the top three, you know, most popular or tourist-friendly places you can stay in Jamaica is Montego Bay, Negril, or Ocho Rios. And all three of them have a lot to offer, and they're good and bad about all three, I'm sure, from what we've researched. But I think we ultimately decided to stay somewhere at Montego Bay for what reasons?
Well, we wanted to stay there anyway, but then we just decided we need to find a resort that we really like. So we looked at several, and the one that we actually really liked turned out to be the best one for us. It had everything that we wanted, and, you know, we really just thought that it was the best pick, and it just so happened as a bonus to be in Montego Bay, which turns out great because it's only, like, 15 miles from the airport, and it says it takes 10 minutes to get there from the airport.
And that's always nice after a long day of travel.
Negril is like how far from the airport?
About an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah, so like
but
after
you
travel,
stops.
Right? So after you travel all day, you get off, you know, the plane, you go through customs and you know, get in your bus finally after you get your luggage, and then you gotta drive all the way to Negril. But we've been told that you take the bus because it's so far and multiple people, you know, will want to stop at multiple locations. So it may take you 4 hours to get there instead of just an hour and a half. And, you know, after a long day of traveling, well, most likely some people might come from Florida or something, but I mean, right, most likely you're going to travel like we do, and you just don't want to spend that time driving. So it just happens to be really convenient for us that we're going to stay in Montego Bay.
Absolutely. So the resort we're staying at, it is called the Hyatt Zilara. And well, technically it's the Hyatt, but there's the Hyatt Zilara side and the Hyatt Ziva side. Samantha, explain to these lovely people the difference in those.
Oh, the Ziva is the family side. It's just the big side that, you know, has all the pools and restaurants and stuff like that for families. And then there's also another side on the far end that is called Zilara, and it is a adults only resort.
Yeah, man. So which side are we staying on?
We are staying at the Zilara side.
Yes, because that's the adults only. Nothing against kiddos at all. But it's going to be relaxing. Hopefully there's not going to be that many people there, because it is a grande resort. It's huge.
Yep, it's huge, and I think most of the kids will be back in school. And even though we are staying, you know, on the adults-only side, I just think it'll be less crowded because school will be started and the families will be, you know, tending to their kids and stuff like that are in school. And like you said, nothing against kids, but I really think that is going to be a super relaxing vacation. We don't have to get splashed in the pool. Not going to get our book pages wet.
Some adults will splash you. We'll get a couple drinks in them, and they start getting crazy.
You're not going to splash me.
I don't know about that. I might unintentionally, but I sure won't try to.
All right, listen. So we've talked about all of the places that we have been, what we recommend, where we're going to go. We've talked about a lot of stuff, but I have something that I want to tell you.
Okay, so talk about coming out of right field. Let's hear it.
What? Were you wanting to talk more about something else?
That was just a pretty hard transition there, but that's fine. No
well,
big deal.
I'm thinking about how I still have things to do. Like, I have to take a bath, I have to get ready for bed, and I have things to do. So listen, I need to read you this article.
Okay, let's hear the article.
The title of it is, A Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad Crossover is Finally Happening.
Look at that. Oh, look at that.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm dead serious.
So that basically means that, like, maybe Jesse Pinkman will be, like, somehow run into...
Just listen. Okay. It says, it's happening. After years of speculation and comments, it's really happening. A Better Call Saul Breaking Bad crossover is on the way. A highly anticipated announcement was made Thursday afternoon, which is today.
Yes, it is.
At Better Call Saul's 2018 Comic-Con panel. It's unclear how the show's respective worlds will collide, but our fingers are crossed that Walter White and Jesse Pinkman will somehow play a role. Both Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul are in San Diego for the star-studded convention, but have yet to comment whether or not they will reprise their Breaking Bad roles in the upcoming fourth season of the prequel series starring Bob Odenkirk.
Oh, snap.
So here's what happened. Breaking Bad tweeted, "The crossover begins." With Praying Hands, and Better Call Saul tweeted, "You're going to see some stuff that's going to look very familiar in a delightful way."
Oh my gosh.
And that was
gosh.
From the writer
oh
himself.
Oh my gosh, I am so excited.
We have that article that E! News posted, so it's a credible source, plus they tweeted it themselves.
Okay.
So, I just wanted to tell you that. I just saw it. Kelsey tagged me in it, and so I wanted to read it to you. And, I think that's pretty cool, because, you know, we've waited for the season 4 of Better Call Saul for a long time.
Oh, yeah,
so.
For sure. I am very excited. Huge, 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 huge Breaking Bad fan and a big Better Call Saul fan. Mm-hmm. So huge, in fact, that Samantha and I, we took a little long extended weekend trip to Albuquerque to go visit a lot of the famous filming locations.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, not the internal filming location, because that was all just done in a studio around Albuquerque, but all the external, like, outside stuff, they actually did use a lot of actual places in Albuquerque to film.
Uh-huh.
It was really cool seeing it in real life, wasn't it?
It really was. It was a great trip.
And here you go, guys. So big shocker of the night. Guess what? I have that trip documented in video fashion on my YouTube channel. So I'm telling you guys that literally anything that we do that's like remotely out of the norm or cool, I'm going to document it, and I'm glad I do. It's because it was fun. And but yeah, thank you very much for letting me know about that. A lot of these listeners may not care, but I really do. Huge Breaking Bad fan, huge fan of Vince Gilligan. His writing style is unbeatable. But anyways, guys, I see Samantha here yawning, and I think she's about done with this episode of the podcast. We're 40 minutes into it right now. I appreciate you guys hanging out with us, and I will definitely make a lot more concentrated effort on getting more consistent, higher volume of podcast out for you guys. Again, email me, guys. Let me go ahead and run the promo for the email real quick.
You've got mail.
Be sure to send your questions or topics you would like Dylan and guests to address on the show to underthesunwithdylanyoung@gmail.com. You can either send a simple email message or preferably record a voice memo, state your name, your location, and ask the question or talk about the topic you would like discussed and attach it to an email. Again, that email is underthesunwithdylanyoung@gmail.com. Do it. Do it.
Please do it, guys. It gives us something to work with for podcast topics upcoming in the future. When am I going to have you on the podcast again, Sam?
I don't know.
Let's do one like after we get back from
maybe
vacation.
Maybe people will tell us what they want us to talk about.
Yeah, for sure. If you guys have questions just in general, or if you have a specific question like this one's for Samantha or this one's for Dylan.
Yeah.
Or this one's for whoever, because, you know, I'm going to have
We don't know what people want to know.
No, we don't. And like we don't know everything, but so people
no.
I mean, they may have want to ask us some questions about our opinions. Or for whatever that's worth, but or what we think, or just, you know, whatever. You guys know what we're getting at.
What you're getting at?
Huh?
What?
What?
I don't know.
What just happened here? So anyways, I think we're getting a little tired. But again, we appreciate you guys hanging out with us on Under the Sun with Dylan Young and also my beautiful wife, Samantha.
And I want you guys to know that I will be working on my radio voice because I will sound more like Dylan next time.
Why do you have to be such a hater?
I'm not a hater. You just have such a radio voice.
I think I have like a calling in life to be like the movie voice guys. Like, this summer, he defied all the odds when he climbed the cliff. What?
Yeah, probably so. But you just, I don't know. I just try to be, you know, real.
Well, okay. So just to let you guys know real quick, like we have these headphones on so we can monitor ourselves. And it just sounds so cool. Not necessarily hearing your own voice, but like I got some decently nice mics and they put some little effects on it to make it sound more radio. So I just do it and I don't even realize I'm doing it. But hey guys, guess what? Samantha's here to point that out for you. So
yep.
Anyways, okay guys. Well, we really appreciate it and we will see you next time on Under the Sun with me.